Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. The Learning Center, here with your Sunday morning breakfast family. We are being prepared tonight to wrap up our week, restoring wasted years. So welcome, 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 and thank you all for joining us. And for those of you all who don't know, we are celebrating 5 years of the phone ministry. So that's 5 years that God has had us in this position, and we want to let everybody know where we are so that you all can celebrate with us. With that being said, let's go ahead and welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Miss Candy.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I am as well, sir.
Okay. So we've been going at this for 5 years, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's amazing. God is good, and it's more than just the testament of time. It's the longevity of fellowship, more so than anything. Y'all know nowadays we can't do anything for 5 minutes, let alone 5 years.
Yes, sir.
Of these short attention spans, and, you know, I know throughout it all, God has been the originator. He's been the founder. He's been the one who actually opened the door to even have what some consider a small little phone talking thing y'all be going on, having on over there. Well, I tell you what, that little small talking thing has been amazing. It has blessed me tremendously.
Amen.
It really has. Because, you know, truth be told, this is church. People say, where do you go to church? Right here, Sunday morning breakfast. Well, that can't possibly be a church. Well, it's been standing for 5+.
That's right.
Well, how you know all what you know? Because of Sunday morning breakfast. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we say, but you got to go to a real church. What is realer than that?
Right.
Huh? I'm just saying. Where you get your information from? Where do you get it from? Just because people don't see the job that you have and you're making your living honestly, should they get mad at the type of job that you have? Because we're getting a word of God and we're getting it honestly because it's not traditional. And we're walking away with a lot of information that we are enforcing and applying to our daily lives.
Hmm?
You say, where are we getting it from? That same old phone line? God used whatever he want to use.
Right.
So albeit small to some, that's okay. Not about your islands. It's about what God says. We good. 5 years and going strong and more. Okay. But when we say, where you go to church, I'm not ashamed to say, this is where I go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think it works, see, I don't do the little petty stuff, Miss Candy, but if you don't think it works, let's have a one-on-one conversation, and you present what you know about God, and let me present what I know. Since you go to that, and I go to this, and let's see what's happening.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes you got to meet people right where they are.
Yes.
Bow down to God. God used what he wanted to use, and he has used his phone ministry for 5 years. So small, whatever you want to call it, is huge to me, ginormous to me, because right where you are, you can receive God without all the bells and whistles of distractions. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love it. So with that being said, y'all, tonight we're talking about the ministry as a whole. We are talking about restoring our wasted years, okay, what we deem to be wasted. Sometimes, you know, we say we wasted time. That was a waste of time, and I promise you, anything that God sets before you is not wasted. It's how you use it. Some people throw away banana hurls. Others grab them to use it. Some people throw away the skin on apples. Others use it. See, nothing should be wasted when God has given you crop. When the harvest comes, everything is to be used. It's not wasted years, actually. That's what the title said. And the reason why we say restoring wasted years, Ms. Candy, is because we have to, again, get on the level of what people think they have wasted. But what you thought you wasted, God warranted. In other words, he allowed it.
Yes.
So nothing is wasted, you know, when God brings you back to where you initially are, where he intended you to be. It's not wasted. You needed that. Okay. With that being said, we're going to pray and we're going to get started with the SMB Monday Night Raw, the Learning Center. Ms. Candy, you want to open us up with prayer?
Father, we thank you for bringing us all together once more tonight, Lord. And we want to pray right now, Lord, over each and every listening ear on this call tonight, Lord. We pray that your word be able to reach each and every one of us, Lord, exactly at the point where we need it, Lord, and that you are speaking directly to each and every one of us, Lord. Speak in a way that we can understand your word, Lord. Speak in a way that the questions that we have answered are answered, Lord. We pray right now for an open mind, open spirit, one that is receptive to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so y'all, tonight we have with us Mr. DJ and Miss Tiana. Y'all know how we do it. We have these email questions, and we also want everybody to get involved in the calls. Share a testimony or two. Okay, hit star 5. Be bold enough to do that. I don't want to call on anybody and say, hey, do you mind sharing? I think that when God gives you something, see, when you have been restored, clearly you want to share the restoration, the testimony. You want to share the restoration, the testimony with others because, see, when God, if God is so good in your life, who can bound the word of God up? Who can withhold testimony from those who need to hear it? If it be God in you, shouldn't we line up with God? Because God tells us about our testimony, and that's important. Us sharing testimony will help somebody out. Somebody needs to be restored. You restoring others simply because God restored you.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, the disciples who walked with Jesus, the disciples, the 12, including Judas, disciples that walked with Jesus, because they was restored, what you think they started doing? Restoring other people. How do you think you got these books of the Bible? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Don't you know they wrote?
Yes, sir.
Anybody growing from the book of Matthew? What about Luke? John, you growing? That means God restored them, and look in turn what they start doing. So when God restores you, disciple, you will start restoring people. If we're not restoring people, how then would you say God is in you? That's a trait. That's a characteristic. That is him. God preserves. He restores. He heals. He said, be the salt and the light, right? What does salt do?
Cleansing.
Huh?
It changes the taste of something. Also, for some things, like it tenderizes it. So it changes the structure a little bit.
So
it also cleanses wounds.
It heals. Back in the day, they used salt to preserve the meat so it wouldn't spoil. Salt cleanses wounds. Salt heals. You know, when you take, you use that ocean salt on your skin and it peels off all the old dead skin. Ocean salt, 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 right. Salt. It heals, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
So salt is supposed to restore. We're supposed to be restoring things, wasted years. The people that we encounter that says, man, I wasted a lot of time with this, and I wasted, and you're supposed to be restoring them. You have every opportunity. They're used to hearing from me. They're used to hearing from Ms. Candy and Ms. Tiana and Mr. DJ. They're used to hearing from us. But what about you? What ministry, what part of God is in you? Because we can talk about everything else in private or in open. But see, here it is. We're afraid to talk about God. It's not about you being a speaker or anything. It's not. When God is in control, shoot, some things, a lot of things, most all things change, don't they?
They do.
Okay, good. So with that being said, Mr. DJ, how are you this evening?
Oh, he is not here, sir.
Not here yet, so we'll get it going with somebody else. And you know what? Perfect prime opportunity for somebody like, let me see, who wants to step in? Mr. Deanna, you're going to step in anyways. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great, thank you, Mr. Carr. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Miss Candy, who do you think we should go with this evening to be with Miss Tiana?
How about Miss Artita?
Miss Artita? Okay. Miss Artita, is she there?
She is there, sir.
Miss Artita, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. So are you prepared? Did you you called in and listened on these calls this week, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Ms. Artidas, get your synopsis, brief one-minute synopsis of this weekend. Tell me how it played out for you. What did you take away?
Well, what I took away for one thing is that, hold on 1 second. What I took away was that, you know, God restores us, but we have to allow him to actually do so. We tend to actually think about, and like you said earlier, the time that he's actually given us, the things that we've gone through as being the time that we've actually wasted. And what I took away from that is that nothing that God has his hand in is considered wasted at all, and he has his hand on all of our lives. You know, he does not force us to actually acknowledge that and to live that way, the way that he wants us to, but he has his hands on all of our lives, and that the things that he has placed before us are to actually draw us closer to him.
Good deal, good deal. Thank you so much for that. What about you, Ms. Tiana? What did you take away?
The biggest thing that I took away was no matter what we may want to restore, what relationships, what situations, et cetera, that it all starts with God. If our relationship with him is not healed, is not in a great place, those other things will not fall into place. It takes first that relationship with God. I heard today someone said, I got to start my day in email instead of email, knee-mail, starting her day in prayer. And that's where restoration begins. And it's not just our one-way conversation, it's that two-way conversation and allowing him to work in and through our day so all the other things can be restored along the way.
All righty, so thank you for sharing that, too. So let's get at it. We can start with the first email question, Ms. Candy, if you don't mind.
All righty. The question says, when God restores wasted years, does that mean that we will get back everything we lost or just the time?
Repeat that, please, one more time.
Certainly. When God restores wasted years, does that mean that we will get back everything we lost or just the time?
I'm going to start with you first, Ms. Tiana.
Sure. So that's a great question. It's not – here's the thing. Everything lost, that's the word that are drawing me right now. Do we get back everything lost? There really isn't anything – to me, there's not anything that is lost. It's what is. This is what happened. What he's giving us is – a new beginning. He's giving us a chance to alleviate the flesh and start anew. So time is not coming back. Time's already gone. All you have is what's going forward. So when he restores us in the spirit. He restores us to be thinking anew. He restores us so that we have let go of the old ways and are starting afresh. He's allowing us to see things hopefully in his eyes, not in our own, and do things his ways and not our own. So wasted years. There's nothing to what you're getting is being that child again. What you're getting is a rebirth, So you kind of don't want what was back there before. Those are things, so you don't need to get back anything because those are things you need to leave in the past. And definitely time is time. This minute is already gone. But what you do is you get what's the new time that's ahead.
Okay. What about you, Ms. Artita? Ms. Candy, can you read their email question one more time, please?
I have it, Mr. Carr.
Oh, okay. I know you have it. I want to do that for the people who may not have heard
okay.
it before.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So restoration, be patient. I'm just messing with you. Go ahead, Ms.
The question is, when God restores wasted years, does that mean that we will get back everything we lost or just the time?
Well, and my answer to that question is no for both parts. We won't get back everything we lost, and we definitely can't rewind time back. The things that are lost when God restores us are lost for a reason. He possibly took that from you in order for you to be restored. So the lost things, we should not worry about getting back. We should just move forward in what God has called us to do.
I want to chime in on this one. Repeat that question, Ms. Candy.
Yes, sir. When God restores wasted years, does that mean that we will get back everything we lost or just the time?
Okay. Here's the thing. Time waits for no one. Do you get back the time? Of course you get back the time. Because when you are in God, it's a new lease that has been. It's like, you know, I don't know if y'all ever heard of the Fountain of Youth. But when God restores you, that's better than the Fountain of Youth. It's like, man, I feel like I'm young again.
Mm-hmm.
You get back that time. Systematically, in the approach that we think from the lens of the flesh, we say we don't get it back. Spiritually, you say life's just starting. Oh, my God. I don't think y'all heard me. Spiritually, you say life just started. That means I ain't missed nothing. I'm actually just beginning. The Bible says in order to see God, we must become like a what again?
Child again.
Child again. Isn't children born again? Oh, to be born again means it's a fresh start. So the time,
yes.
I've never lost time. This is actually a new beginning. So when you say lost time, shoot, this is time according. See, you know how you spend time with people and then you spend time with people. See, you can spend time, you can be in someone's presence, and y'all just don't want to be there. But then you can spend time, and it's like, man, every day, every second, whew, where you been all my life?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So does he get back the time? Sure, the time just starts when he restores you. So much so that you don't even think about the old stuff that you thought you lost.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Didn't he not say, you know, when you follow him, you must deny yourself? Leave everything behind. You know, when you see something that you love, you will drive off the road. You're like, hold on. You done lost all sense of where you was going because you saw something that caught your eye. So not only does, so God, see, time starts. So does he restore time? It's two different types of time now. The flesh can't conceive that type of time. Because, see, the flesh can't conceive eternity. Did y'all know that?
Yes.
Yes,
to somebody who don't believe in God, they say, well, we all got to do this, that, you know what I'm saying? This. Man, the flesh cannot conceive, can't even perceive what eternity is. That's forever. So do you really want to talk about time? God replaces the things that you thought you lost. Because I think I heard, you know, no, he don't replace that which is lost. God replaces. He doesn't restore that which was. Why would he restore something that man made?
Right.
You think that when you go to heaven, he just polishes up your name that your mom and your daddy gave you? Or does he replace
it? New name.
Oh, okay. See, the thing is, here's the thing, y'all. Restoring wasted years, whatever you think you lost, because the Bible says to lose is to gain. Come on, you better hear me now.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you think you lost is actually a replacement, because he said, I got to get rid of waste to give you what you need, but you got to trust what you can't see.
Amen.
That's where faith comes in. You can't operate under the tutelage of God and expect him to restore you looking for natural restoration. In other words, I lost the car. What are you going to give me in place of that? See, you got to be able to say, even if I lose the car, oh, well, I got feet. Even if my feet don't work, I got God. See, in other words, if it was taken away, that don't mean that I lost it. He needed to replace it with something else. Just like the many jobs you may have lost, the many friendships you have lost, don't think that he needs to replace it with another friend. He's replacing it with himself. He needed to move that out the way to restore you to what you needed to fix your focus on.
Amen.
Because we'll get tied up into tangible things and we say we've lost. How can you lose anything when you got God? Please tell me. Let me ask the question again to everybody. This is for everybody. How can you lose anything when you've gotten God? You don't lose. People may say you lose, but then lost, but they said that to Job too. Did it matter? Because see, Job's wife said, Job, we lost everything, our kids, our finances. We didn't even lost our mind. We didn't lost our service. Job said, nope, I didn't lose my mind. Hence, I'm going to tell you to hush. Because if Job thought that God was supposed to be restoring him and that he took a loss, Job would have cursed God, like his wife suggested. But he didn't, because he didn't take it as a loss.
Yes.
So when God restores, ain't no such thing as loss. He will replace. Make sense? Did it help, Ms. King?
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get to the next email questions. Any callers out there who got some questions, please?
Yes, sir. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question for this evening.
Hello, good evening. I first wanted to just begin with a little bit of a testimony as we're talking about, you know, restoring wasted years. I had or was in a relationship for 12 years. I know we talked about Joseph and the woman with the issue of blood. This was 12 years of my life, and I walked around for a very long time saying that I had wasted 12 years of my life with this individual. Just to encourage anyone that may be dealing with a separation from a relationship, from an addiction, or whatever it may be, just to know that, as you just stated, Mr. Carr, that God is going to replace it with something that's far greater than what we could see with our natural eyes that we have so-called lost. And the other thing that was mentioned on last night was how a lot of times God removes us from situations because we are the problem. It may not necessarily be that other individual or thing or whatever it is that we've been separated from. So that was just so profound, and just for people to hear and know that they have to trust God, but first and foremost, we have to seek God before we get into these situations, be it with an individual or whatever it is that we're getting into, so that we can avoid having to say I've wasted so many years of my life. So I just wanted to share that. And I do also have a question. The question is, it states, if someone comes to me for spiritual guidance and I too am seeking God for healing, is it possible for me to restore them?
All righty. All right, I'm going to start with you first, Ms. Ortiz.
So if we're going through something pretty much and someone else is going through, can we restore them if we're going through? Yes. I mean, God can use us in different ways. Just because we're going through one thing does not mean that we can't help to restore someone else through the things that they're going through. You know, it could be our situation. God could be trying to actually restore us through helping that person be restored. So he can actually use us, use anyone to restore you.
Okay. What about you, Ms. Tiana?
Yeah, absolutely agreed. It's if we trust in God, if we put our faith in Him and allow Him, His words to be used in and through that instance, we can absolutely be that action necessary in that moment to support the healing. God ultimately is going to do the healing. We can definitely be the vessel that He uses in that time.
Okay. Good deal, good deal. Can you repeat that question, please?
Yes, sir. The question is, if someone comes to me for spiritual guidance and I, too, am seeking God for healing, is it possible for me to restore them?
So two people that need restoration, can you heal them when you're broken already? Ms. Artita, what did you say, yes or no?
Well, my answer was yes.
Okay. Ms. Tiana, what did you say?
I said yes, that God can use you as a vessel.
Okay. God can absolutely restore someone through, even though you're broken, God can use you to even restore someone else. You may say, how?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot look at the natural. You have to look at the spiritual. The Bible says, when you take care of my house, I'll take care of yours. Even when you don't have, let God be God.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Amen.
Y'all hear me? Even when you see, you got to take the natural man off and put the spiritual salvation helmet on. Okay, even when you lack, you can still, okay, hop into this vehicle called restoration. You can still help somebody out.
Well, Mr. Carr, if I may add, the thing is people look at, you know, that natural person, but what the understanding has to be is we're not doing the restoring. God
right.
is doing the restoring through us.
Right, but here's the thing. Even with the natural person, they don't think that they have God.
Right.
So that's for the spiritual understanding, correct. But for the person who don't think that they have God, how can you pull something from me that I don't have? That means maybe somebody sees something in you that you don't see.
True.
You can restore them on the simple principle of this. If they don't have and they're trying, surely I can try too.
Yeah.
They help me have. Surely I can try.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all might say, well, no, that's not possible. And I'm going to say this, Ms. Candy, if you say that and you're thinking it in your mind, don't be a hypocrite. Because let me show you something. We pull from our parents, and our parents don't have, but we say, Mom and Daddy, yes, y'all do. As a matter of fact, Lord, don't let it go to court and somebody don't have, and you say, oh, they're supposed to pay X amount of money. You say, stay, just get them, sick them. So hold on, you pull it from somebody who said they don't have, but Mr. Carter do. But you also saying somebody who say they don't have God over here, you leave them alone. Did y'all understand what I just said? See, when we really want something from somebody, we don't care what they say. I want the money you owe me. But I'm working 3 and 4 jobs. I don't care. Ain't that like that? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. You can nod your head and
yes.
say, yeah, that's... Because in the natural, now, spiritually, we say, well, how can they help me when they don't have God and I need help? Well, didn't you just pull from the natural person and you say they didn't? You still want to squeeze juice from eternal? So why we can't squeeze God out of that situation either? Oh, we can squeeze money, but we can't squeeze God. So let me ask you this then, since we're talking about restoration, who's your daddy?
All right.
You will squeeze money out of them, but you can't squeeze God out of them? Who your daddy is? Was that too deep or something?
No, sir.
We're trying to sharpen our minds, right? Miss Candy, I don't care. If I'm mad at Miss Candy and Miss Tiana, the judge say Candy owes you $500, Candy say, but judge, then the judge look at me and say, what you think, Mr. Carr? I said, I want the $500. I don't care what she got going on. I need my money. We want what we want when we want it. So if you really want a God, regardless of what they don't have, if you really want a God, you're going to say, give me God. I know you can get it out. We do it with money, don't we? Or do we really want God? God can absolutely use someone who is also going through. He can absolutely use someone who's going through. He can absolutely, as a matter of fact, he used the 12 who was going through because they had God with them, not in them. They wasn't in him.
Right.
Y'all, they was tore up from the floor. They needed restoration. Why do you think they was the closest to Jesus? It wasn't that they were saved. They needed him most.
Come on.
I mean, even, who that said, who that was? Nino Brown said, keep your enemies closer. Even Nino said that. What do you think Judas was?
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's go ahead and move on. Did it help, Carla?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay, good deal. Carla, did you have another email question?
I have another caller, sir. Is that what you're asking?
No, I was asking that caller, did they have another one? She pulled a Miss Sharon on me. She took it along. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Who we got? Who else we got?
Caller, go ahead with your question for this evening.
I actually have a testimony that I would like to share. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Ms. Sharon.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is something that happened just last week, last Wednesday, before we even opened up the topic. Last night, Mr. Carr made reference to sometimes God will restore us and we not even know. I had a patient. I've been working at my job for almost 3 years. I've had this patient who is, she's white. And every single time I've encountered her, it's almost like every time she came in, I was the one that had to deal. And every time I saw her, she was just bruised, like, wouldn't want me to touch her. It was very, you know, it was just a horrible experience every single time. However, on this time, last Wednesday, I ended up having her again. And I would always be like, why do I always end up with her? Nevertheless, I had her again. So I was always pleasant every single time, and even this time. So when we were almost done, she called me by my name, something she had never done before. And she told me, she said, you know, you have always been pleasant with me. I never wanted black people. I never wanted to interact with black people in this way. However, you were always pleasant, and you were never ugly with me. She said, so I apologize, and I even interact more with black people now because of it. Now, what I took away from that before, when it was all said and done, I closed the door and I was like, wow. But as we talked about restoration this past week, what I took away from that was within myself, just how much God has, you know, restored me because, I mean, this lady was very rude, y'all, and in my old ways, I probably would have snapped back at her, but I did not. I never did. And so that just shows the growth that God has allowed me to see in that with this situation. And even as we have what we deal with on a daily basis with, you know, black and white issues with racism in this world today as it is, as Christians, if we just continue to walk in him and be obedient, you know, we'll see change. We may not see it physically. We may not ever hear about it, much like I just did, but nevertheless, we can in fact change. So I just wanted to share that testimony that happened, you know, last week because it was profound in that it was something that occurred, but I not know, you know, the depth in which we could explore this topic this week. So I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Thank you so much, Ms. Sarah. All right.
Sir, what's the question?
Let's get to another question or testimony, if you will. Does anybody else have a question or testimony or want to share anything about topic restoring wasted years?
Yes, sir. Caller, go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Okay. Yes, my question is, we talked about floors last night. So my question is, does God restore or replace floors that has holes in them?
All righty then. Miss Tiana, voids in your life, floors, does God restore or replace them? Start with you.
That's an interesting question. It holes just take more time. We talked through the ways in which we restore floor, right? And one of the big things was we got to sand it. Well, if the floor has a hole in it,
Well, that means one of two things. One, we've got to fill it, or two, we've got to add an additional plank to almost mend it, sand it so that it gets to a point that it evens out with the rest of the floor and can then do the rest of the work. It just takes a longer time. A hole, to me, just represents something that we talked about, and I believe it was scripture was in Isaiah, was the last scripture that we shared last night, where when we were talking about how the Spirit of God just helps those that are afflicted, well, that hole is just a deep wound that needs that tender, loving care. I've experienced second and third degree burns, and that didn't heal overnight. That took time of many treatments. It took time of cleaning, of different creams, of having to go to the doctor to peel, to just get the skin to a point in which it can actually gain its any life back in that area. It's the same as filling in that floor and get it to a point that it still looks like the rest of the floor around it. So do I think that God can restore floors with holes? Absolutely. Just have to show that love, be patient, be kind. Definitely not jealous or rude when it comes to that hole. I hope that helps.
Okay, well, I got a question. You said absolutely he can, but I believe the question, does he? Not can he?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Okay. Ms. Artita, what about you?
God does repair holes. I mean, he actually is just like the sanding of the floor, but you first would probably have to put some putty in it and then sand over it to make it smooth. But there's no – God does repair the holes because, I mean, you know, it, even if he has to, I think the question says, does he repair them or does he restore them or does he replace them? When you're looking at a floor that has a hold in it, speaking from what I've seen, you take that board out and you replace it with another. But it can be restored if you can put the putty in and actually fill the hole in, or it can be replaced. So either way, God can actually restore it.
Okay.
I mean, that's my logic to it. Because the difference in the only reason I would say replace is that the difference in a wall and a floor is that putty may actually, because you're walking over it, may actually drop again and you'd have to continue to restore it. But that would be the only reason to actually replace it. So God can actually restore it, but if he does not see where the restoration is, where he has to continue to restore it, then he would replace it,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So with both things, he can restore and replace.
I'm sorry?
I was just saying that he could restore it or replace it.
Right. So I agree with both. God does both. We can't say what God would do. Like Ms. Tiana said, you know, yes, he does, restore them. He fills it with putty. Like Ms. You know, Artita said, you know, yes, God does replace and restore. So it's what God wants to do. God will replace some floors. He'll restore others. So God replaces mm-hmm. some things in our lives while in others, you know, he just restores. You know, and restoration very well can be restored floor, you know, but there's some people like that old antique look. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's just stronger.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole, so kind of crooked. But that's what makes it antique, but it's just stronger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, some people may see it as a void that some people still have a limp. You see it as God just may be stronger, though. I still got the limp, but I'm restored. Oh, yes, Lord.
That's right.
Exactly.
So you can't pray away being, you know, your skin tone. You can't do that. Because some people might say, I don't want to be white. I don't want to be Asian. I don't want to be black. Okay? God, restore me. But that is the original, number one. Number two, you know, he can make you stronger and accept who he created you to be. So he can restore your hardwood floors, even though to some it still looks lopsided. That's okay. It's perfect to God. That's stronger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Because then we start wishing, I wish I didn't have this mother or this father. I wish I didn't have that child. I wish my situation wasn't like this. No, God can make it stronger, meaning make you stronger in the way you perceive it. And you say, God, I'm glad I went through what I went through.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Goes apart with not forgetting where you come from. You see a hole, I see a testimony.
All right.
Does that make sense, people? So whether he restores them or replaces them, it doesn't matter. I just know he did it, so I'm good with the outcome. Did that help, Carla?
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good deal. Here we go. I have another question. It says, does restoration have to be hands-on? Does restoration have to be hands-on? Ms. Artita, I'm going to start with you.
Does it have to be hands-on? I would have to say no. And I say that because people could see, let me see how I want to put that. People, you don't have to deal directly with a person in order for them to restore. They could actually see you throughout when you're doing other things and how you're going through situations, and they could actually learn from that and say, well, okay, if she can handle this and going through it and she's not all bitter and everything, then why can't I? You know, so I don't think that it has to actually be hands-on, that you have to be dealing with that person directly for them to be restored, you know, through the things that you do.
Okay. And what about you, Ms. Tiana? Does restoration have to be hands-on?
If you don't mind, I just play on the word. Restoring, the act of restoring, that's the piece that I would say is hands-on. But the restoration, just like restoration can happen by learning, by seeing, by witnessing what restoring has done to someone else. So I agree with Ms. Artita. It's just the act of restoring. There has to be some kind of action in it, some kind of fixing, repairing. You're actually doing work, if that makes sense.
I'm over here scratching my head, Miss Candy. Can you help me out with that? Hold on. Let me back this up. So you say restoration, but more specific, to restore is hands-on, but restoration is what?
I'm saying the action of restoring is absolutely hand-on. Someone can be is actually hands-on. You are doing the work. The action is actually hands-on. You are involved. Someone who has received restoration, someone who has received the healing or is repaired, can do so by, this is the play on the words.
Ms.
They don't have to be involved in the action. Ms. Candy, maybe you can help me out.
Yeah, let's simplify it. Because I think sometimes we're thinking too hard about what the question is. If we simply looked at it, I'll use myself because I gave a testimony last night about how I was healed. I was healed, but it was not by someone's hand or someone's touch. I was healed simply because God wanted it to be, so it did not require someone. Now, for the natural person, and even for myself at that time, it required the doctor to tell me, but the doctor didn't heal me. So the restoration that took place, all of it, was God and God himself. In my natural mind, because I didn't understand a spiritual God, it took that woman to say to me, this is what happened, but the woman didn't do anything at all. So if you are thinking about it naturally, a natural person is going to say, I need to see evidence. I need to see proof. Something has to happen. But when we get past that point, when we get to the point to where we understand God, we understand that it doesn't require someone's touch. It doesn't require someone's action for God to restore you.
Okay. So the question says, does restoration have to be hands-on? Spiritually, absolutely, yes. Naturally, absolutely, no. Spiritually, you can see the hand of God. The hand of God is what molded the face of earth. Let there be, you know, light. That's the hand of God. Separation from earth, you know, the sea, the fowl of the air, the fowl of the sea, Adam and Eve, that's the hand of God. Nothing happens without God's approval, his hand, his authority. Restoration does not happen until the hand of God. It has to be hands-on with God. If you're not hands-on with God, if God's hands didn't touch it, how then are you restored? So it's absolutely hands-on spiritually. Naturally, absolutely not. This is where we get in trouble a lot. Because we want to see where my money is going. Y'all agree with that? When you give to the church, Mr. Carr, I don't know what you're doing with that money. I want to see what money. That's why I don't give tithes to Sunday morning breakfast, correct? Fair enough? Because you got that new gym. You might be doing it, using it for that. Come on, I'll say what y'all don't want to say. Fair enough? That's fair?
Okay.
Now, y'all know I got to be two types of crazy if I'm going to talk about that and really doing that, but I don't have to justify that. I don't play them games. But that's fair enough, right? People think like that? That's fair?
They do. People do.
Yes.
Okay, y'all being quiet. Thank you, Ms. Artita. Now, check this out. Okay? Check this out. So we'll say that on one end, right? But then when somebody want to know where their money going, you'll say, girl, go get that money. He don't need to know where his money going on his child. Ain't that some hypocrisy?
It is.
Why don't we now? So we condone that behavior, don't we? Miss Candy, I promise we get quiet there. I'm not pushing an agenda, but we have to talk in parables so people can understand what we're talking about, restoring wasted years. You know, does restoration have to be hands-on? In one breath, you'll say, I want to know where my money going. In the other breath, I don't care who they are. They're paying me. They don't need to know. Just know that it's going on good. Really?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know you're going to reap what you sow, right?
You do.
I just deal with that later. You don't want to deal with God. You'd be better dealing with the person who don't like you on this earth. Because, see, God's judgment is final. Because, see, you don't even deal with God. You're going to deal with the person who he sent you to forever. So you don't want to deal
right.
with that. Don't play that game. Don't hop in that battle, please. Don't do that. Does restoration have to be hands-on? Spiritually, yes. If God's hand don't touch it, why does your spiritual hands touch it? How are you trying to restore something God say, let it, leave it? I put it there to stay. Don't you touch it. See, a lot of times we try to restore things that God say don't touch.
Uh-huh.
You know, like,
true.
But this is my child. I love him so much, Mr. Carr. Huh? And you start trying to restore them with your natural things, and they still end up worse and far off than what they were before.
Yes,
and you're trying
sir.
To restore them. Hello, somebody. Huh? Them old friendships, I want to see if Candy, you know, we're both in the same ministry. I want to see if she's going to be nice now. You try to restore something, God, that says, I ain't finished with Candy yet. Back off.
Okay.
Well, Tiana must not be saved if her and Candy don't get along. No, God, don't worry about what people say. Remember, you got to put on your protective eye goggles and the things in your ear. Don't worry about what people say. If God don't touch it, don't you touch it.
Amen.
Yes.
God sometimes let people sit there mundane because they got to go through a little trial and tribulation of loneliness. He can really get their attention this time, and it stays with him. You understand?
Yes, indeed.
I gave you everything. See, you tried to restore them. You tried to be hands-on. Restoration don't have to be hands-on. Because you can restore somebody, Lord have mercy, you can restore even new. Miss Sharon did. She ain't even new. She ain't even know people. Restoration has everything to do with God. You're abiding in God's word. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask for whatever you want. In other words, see, God, I just ask that, you know, you make me a pillar of salt. And I ain't talking about hard. I'm talking about a pillar of restoration and healing. In other words, when you heal, if Peter's shadow healed people, that means Peter don't know everybody he healed. See, if I'm not mistaken, shadows are sometimes cast before you depending on the direction of the sun. It's not always that you'll see your shadow. In other words, when people walking side by side or behind you, not putting them by, but when they're walking behind you, you'll be healing as you walk and you're not to turn around. You understand?
Yes.
See, we just be want to take glory from God and we want to be hands-on. And don't y'all know I sold into the ministry? See, you're trying to restore, Lord, you wanted some glory from that, didn't you?
Right.
Y'all, I'm man, look at this revelation now. The night raw. We just roll with it. How many of us, come on, Christians, I can raise my hand, have been in a position when we do something, it's just too good not to talk about it, especially if that person try to put you down and say what you had done. Aren't you going to talk about it? Come on, people.
Yes, sir.
See, what they didn't tell y'all was all that I did. In other words, you're saying I restored them. They didn't do it. Y'all quiet on me tonight? Y'all agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Does restoration have to be hands-on? Shoot, to the flesh person, yeah, it got to be hands-on because I want everybody to know what I did. I pay my tithes, and this is when you see it in church. Don't get mad at me, but I got to tell the truth. If you got your tithes, stand up. That is a doggone shame, and that is not of God because now you're putting the people down who don't pay. That's how we play the game. That's how we play the game, right?
Yeah.
We play the game, right? Y'all don't have to amen it. God saying amen. That's how we play that game? Well, let me say this. What if God exposed you in front of everybody, especially what you do in your private?
Come on.
All right.
Do you think just because you stand up and wave your little tithes and offering, y'all, I done played that game when I done got up because I felt bad. And I don't like feelings. I felt bad. And I just, shoot, I ain't had nothing in it. I just stood up because. See, you will cause people to lie because your restoration is hands-on.
Come on.
People to lie. Oh, y'all don't like their truth, huh? Because they talk about my pastor. I ain't talking about your pastor. Pastor, but pastor. I ain't talking about that. But if the truth hurt a squealing pig, can it oink? Oh, yeah, all right.
Yes.
Huh? Y'all think that's of a God? That's restoration hands-on? If you got your tithes and offers, stand up? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
What about the people who paid them yesterday? They don't have the right to stand up now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
About the people who don't pay, that God say, I'm still restoring them by my hands, not by yours. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to bless everybody who come up and give money? Man, you should be blessing God, because didn't God bless you when you was crooked and maybe still blessing you even though you still are? Really? You want to go there?
Mm.
Y'all mad at me? I'm good. I got the whole armor.
Amen.
That be that truth stuff. I know you ain't talking about mine. Who is yours? Because mine is God. Now, who is yours? You defending something that's indefensible? Let me move right along. Do we have anybody else, Miss Candace? They all got mad at us.
We do have one more.
Okay, what we got?
Paula, go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Hello again. I did have another question, and the question states, as a mother who has lost a child, is there even a chance for me to be completely healed when I still hurt every day from the loss that happened over 20 years ago?
Okay. Now, she got this together, and I appreciate that because I'm telling you, when I say kindred spirits with Miss Shira, you know, she got that together. You got that together. I'm gonna... I joke, y'all. She has slow answer. Talk about it. Okay. So, I'm going to start with you.
Yes. God can actually restore you with anything. And with the loss of a child, even that, I mean, it may actually hurt, but we have to understand that that there's nothing that God can't do. So he can actually restore you. You have to allow him to do so. You know, so that's my answer.
Okay.
He can restore anything.
What about you, Ms. Tiana?
Absolutely agree. This is this situation. And there's so many more, but if we leave it in God's hands, he can absolutely restore, but we have to be active in that. So he tells us to place it in his hands, and he will carry it. So that's what needs to be done. It's placing all of it in his hands. He will carry it for you, and that healing will occur without doubt.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. I need not add anything to that. I hope. Did that help?
Yes, sir, it did. Thank you.
Good deal. And I have an email question. Someone just texted me. It says, how can I recognize when restoration is taking place in my life? I'm going to start with you first, Ms. Tiana. How can I recognize when restoration is taking place in my life?
Spiritually, it's right there. It's present for you. You're just walking in joy. That's constant. Naturally, you may realize that you're not even thinking about it anymore. But the reality is that recognition is no matter what comes your way, it almost is like a boomerang. It bounces right off, and you just keep on going, and you're walking in the fruits. Right. If I look at the fruit basket, you are walking in the fruits, full of joy, full of love, full of everything. It can't stop you. It can't come back in your house again. That's how you know.
Sir, are you there?
I'm saying okay, Ms. Ortiz. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. I would say if it draws you closer to God, and your walk begins to resemble his, then you know that restoration brings about change. So if you start to change and you start to mimic the things of God and do the things that are pleasing to him, then you definitely know that restoration has occurred.
Okay. All righty. Let me ask this. Restoration. I heard Ms. Tiana say it, you know, it can't come back in your house again. Well, that would be totally not true because of the fact that last night we just said when those floors are done, it can come back. So which message is right?
We see that's, and it's coming back in that exact same way.
It can, because we approach God the same way. This is where we get messed up, y'all. Watch this. Hands-on restoration say, I've been through this before. I'm wiser. I ain't going to let nobody trick me the same way. Spiritual restoration said they can come back the same way. I just have spiritual discernment. I know how to perceive and not so much cast them down, but to put me, myself, in the best position for them to see God and for me to see God, too. So, in other words, I can have you come at me the same exact way. If not, you're going to miss God. Watch what I'm talking about. It was a man named Moses, and there was also a Pharaoh who had magicians. They did not throw the staff down, and both of them turned to snakes. Now, if you were one or the other, one may say, well, the Pharaoh's snakes were God, and then the people who was with Pharaoh, they would say, well, Moses' snakes are evil. See, it's based on your perception. Just because it's done the same way, you have to allow God to direct you. So, in other words, they can keep on coming the same way. That don't mean I'm going to turn them away as if it's sin.
Yes, sir.
That's absolutely not true. If that be the case with Adam and Eve and everything after that was born through a vaginal canal, that means we all sinners because we both, all of us came into the world the same way? Uh-oh, come on. Got to validate what you're talking about now.
No, receive the correction.
Y'all see?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know restoration is taking place in your life when you are stronger? When you are stronger. I have been restored and renewed. I am healthier. I have been healed. Because see, healing says I'm stronger. The devil preys on the weak.
Right.
Remember, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Remember, when we are weak, God is strong. How do you know restoration is taking place? Are you strong or are you weak? What areas are you weak in? That's the areas you need restoration in. Come on.
Yeah.
You weak in financial stuff? You need restoration right there. How do you know? Are you stronger now? That don't mean that you have the money. Are you stronger? Can you manage what you do have? Y'all don't want to hear the truth? Are you stronger? Well, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's how I know I'm being restored. When I couldn't stand Candy, when I couldn't stand Miss Tiana, when both of them couldn't stand me, and they couldn't stand Sharon, and Sharon couldn't stand them. See, now that we're able to conversation, we have a loving conversation. That means I'm stronger.
Right.
Ain't no shucking and jiving. You're not stronger just now. You can be cordial and speak, and then when they walk away, you're still talking. You're still weak. Because that was a weak move. Ain't no restoration has taken place. Restoration comes by way of when your floors have been sanded thrice, three times, and then it's been buffed, huh? Come on. Come on. Y'all remember?
Mm-hmm.
Then you
yes,
pick
sir.
What you want, and then you apply the finish. And then the same things that used to track up the floors and break the floors can now stand on the floors because the floors are that much stronger. In other words, you are stronger in your life. That means I don't have to abort my father. I know he wasn't there, but I'm going to be there for him. See, that's because restoration took place. And maybe God can use me to use him. See, both of us have been used. So I thank him for not being there because it made me stronger. And I would never talk about what he didn't do. I'm going to talk about what God did.
Yeah.
Y'all want to hear that? Y'all want to hold grudges with your parents all their life, huh? Y'all want to hold grudges against black people and white people all your life, huh? You want to hold grudges against the people in the streets that thugs all their life, right? But see, here's restoration. When you can forgive them and say, hold on, God, look, on behalf of what they couldn't do, here it is. Let me pay the price. Remember... Hold on. The story of the Good Samaritan. You see, the people in God walked on the other side of the street, but the Good Samaritan walked on their side and said, I will pay you when I get back. Help that man up. Which side of the street you walking on? Since you've been restored, why aren't you helping people that once, some time ago, you couldn't stand? If you have been restored, you don't turn a blind eye. You actually face them head on, and you say, come to me, because God restored me. Let me love on you.
Amen.
How many people you avoid in your life? Because when you have really been healed, you can face that old relationship and not blink. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Girl, you don't know what I've been through. God does. And remember, I said when he's hands-on, he knew what you've been through. When God heals you, he allowed it to happen because how would you have a testimony unless you've been through hell? Who has a testimony and they done had it easy? That ain't no testimony. That's just a moaning. Like moaning in the middle? Okay. Talk to you on
that. Yes, indeed.
I understand what I'm saying, though?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you know that God has restored you. You know that you're being restored. when you see yourself getting stronger in the very things that used to break you, the brokenhearted, you shouldn't be broke no more. When God touches you, what's broken in heaven? He said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Why is your heart still broken? If God healed you and you got everything, so you don't look at the relationship and say, man, I wasted years. You say, God, I apologize for, see, not putting you first. God, I apologize for putting somebody else first. It's not their fault. It's my fault. But God, I apologize on their behalf because they put me first before you two. Do we like to put other people down and say, well, I put them before God? What about them putting you before God? So when you have been restored, you say, hold on, I'm not going to let you put me before you put God. And Lord, help us.
Come on.
See, when you have been restored because you're stronger, you're going to make them stronger too. That's how you know restoration is taking place in your life. I know you would do it for me, but have you, okay, if you can't pay your tithes, baby, don't take me out to eat lunch. It's about you and God. Go ahead and spend that money on God. Don't do that to me. Oh, my God. But we so selfish, we don't see that. We say, take me out. Don't we? As a matter of fact, we don't even mix business with pleasure. We don't talk about God in front of others because we really don't care about the relationship with God as long as we're benefiting. Oh, I'm talking too much, but it's Monday Night Raw. I can do that. Catch me on Wednesday. I might not talk like that.
No.
Fine. We speak fluid righteousness on this phone, Ms. Candy.
Come on.
Fluid. I ain't no need to stutter. Okay, y'all with me though? Seriously. So this is how we know that we're being restored, when we have gotten stronger in God. In other words, it's not by our natural man. The natural man still may look fragile, but spiritually we can face the same old situation and be like, thank you, God. I don't get mad like I used to. Turn my back on them like I used to. I hear them out sometimes, God. Sometimes when you tell me to speak, I even speak. But, God, I don't do what I used to do, which weakened my whole life. Now I'm strong. I'm able to deal with the situation head on and give it what it needs to do because you have given me restoration. That's all that – see, whatever you ingest, it has to come out, okay? So if I've taken the word of God in, that's all that I can give out. So I've been restored. All I can give is restoration out, and restoration looks like strength. That's how I know I've been restored.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Make sense? All right. Good deal.
Yes.
All we got? You good? All right. Well, let us go ahead and pray, Ms. Kent. We got to restore that phone. Let us pray. Ms. Kent.
I'm sorry. I was praying. I thought everybody heard me. But, Father, we thank you for this call tonight, Lord. We thank you for everyone who is gathered here, and we thank you, Lord, for the word that you gave tonight. We thank you for a deeper understanding, Lord, and for being able, for us to be able to apply your word to our natural lives, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this ministry and for the 5 years that you've given us thus far, and we pray, Lord, that you continue to bless us going forward, continue to lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. Make sure y'all call in on Wednesday. And as I always say, bring a guest. Bring a guest. Y'all, the word of God is too powerful to remain just for you. Okay? It is too powerful. Restoration, restoring negative, wasted years, y'all. This is very important. Even when you face somebody, you don't know if they're being restored. But here's the thing. The Bible says faith hopes all things. In other words, you restore them even though you may not see them. And see, your smile may restore someone. Your touch may restore someone. You being firm may restore someone. In other words, when God tells you, that's when you move. Make sure his hand touches them first, and then you follow up with his instructions. Y'all have a great night. See y'all on Wednesday for Bible study.
Good night.
Good night.